Money FM 89.3, best of the evening runway. Culture Club.
Money FM 89.3, it is the evening runway. I'm Elliot Danker. It's time now for Culture Club, and today we're talking about the hospitality industry. It's long been a dynamic, ever-evolving field, adapting to changing needs, preferences of travelers worldwide. In fact, in recent years, there's been a noticeable and positive shift in the industry's landscape, and that's been driven by the remarkable contributions from women. Now, from leadership roles to groundbreaking innovations, women are undeniably transforming the face of hospitality. Now, recognizing this gap, we've got Hilton. They are dedicated to amplifying women's voices within its executive teams. Notably, women currently constitute 50% of the APAC executive leadership. Good stats there. Now, the company is also on a promising path towards achieving its goal of increasing female GM representation across the APAC region. And I'm quite glad in the studio with me today is Patsy Ng, Hilton's Vice President for Human Resources in Asia Pacific. Welcome, Patsy.
Thank you, Elliot. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for having me.
I like this topic a lot, but first I'd like to focus on you. Tell us a little bit about your journey, your responsibilities in Hilton.
Yeah. So I think I've been having a really phenomenal, career experience in Hilton. Right. I've had 20 years of working experience prior to chancing upon the hospitality industry. I think in Hilton, I don't see myself as the head of HR for Asia Pacific. I see myself as the captain of culture.
Right.
And it's been a very phenomenal experience because ultimately we are a business about people serving people.
Yeah.
Right. I come to work, I get to work with an organization full of, leaders who really lead with their hearts, and their souls, just because it's a very people-centric, business and culture. And these are the leaders who are able to harness the followership of our team members to truly collectively create a great place to work for all. Right. And I think I've had the opportunity to interface, with general managers right down to frontline, team members, thousands of hospitable hearts and minds.
Yeah.
Right. And I think it's been a very humbling, and a big growth experience for me. I've always said that, hospitality is not a place where I grew as a professional. I really grew as a bigger human being.
That's it right there, just the way you describe all of it. This is a peeve of mine when it comes to human resource.
Yeah.
A lot of the time, human resource is about, okay, this is the company's policy, we manage that, you all fall in line.
Yeah.
Listening to you, I'm hearing the human in the resource, the culture building.
Yeah.
Were there challenges there, or was that already set in place where people in HR for Hilton will manage the culture?
Yeah. I think ultimately, ultimately, our role in HR is to create that fully human experience.
Okay.
And it's very unique to Hilton. It's our team member promise, that delivers a culture of inclusion, wellness, growth, and purpose.
Okay.
Right. And this is what attracts people. And these are the compelling reasons why people stay.
Yeah.
Right. And if we come back to hospitality, as I mentioned, we're really about people serving people.
Yeah.
Right. And we can deliver the most memorable, reliable, and friendly service, to all our guests, only if our team members are able to deliver service from the heart.
Of course.
And they can deliver service from the heart only if they can bring their full selves and their true selves, to work. I think the equation is as simple as that.
Yeah.
So in human resources, it's not just a human resources responsibility. It's something that we undertake with all our leaders. We harness the followership of all our team members to collectively, create inclusion amidst our diversity, support one another's wellness, create growth opportunities and experience for all, and connect everyone to a unifying purpose.
I feel
that's our role in HR. I feel that's how we bring out the best in people.
It's a people strategy.
Yeah, it is.
If you think about it, I just want to touch on that point that you mentioned, inclusiveness.
Yeah.
In terms of people strategy, how have you seen this landscape evolve over the years, over your time, especially in HR?
Yeah.
This includes inclusiveness, it seems to take more center stage these days.
Yeah.
Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that it is something that has become important only today.
Yeah, I agree.
Right? I think workforce has always been very diverse, right? And it should always be a focus, right? Not just for HR, but for leaders and in fact for everyone who's part of that, you know, organization family.
Okay.
So I think in Hilton, I think we need to remember that, hey, our culture, which includes a very strong culture of inclusion, we want to create the most inclusive culture on earth where all of our diverse team members feel a true sense of belonging, right? Feel that they can bring their true selves and their fullest self and their best selves to work, right? And our culture is like 104 years old, right?
Yeah.
When Conrad Hilton founded Hilton, you know, 104 years ago, right, he had the vision that Hilton, as a travel business, can make the world a better place by delivering or filling the earth with the light and warmth of hospitality. Now, that has not changed, right? So the light and warmth of hospitality starts from within Hilton to our guests and to our communities. But however, what has changed? What has changed is evolving talent trends, right?
Okay.
And as the talent trends evolve, we need to evolve our culture to ensure that we're delivering an experience that meet the needs, right? The changing needs of the workforce and the changing needs of our team members.
You know, Natia, I hate asking this question. And the question is, what does a woman need to succeed in that industry? I feel that, what's the point of even trying to succeed in any particular industry, hospitality in this instance, if the culture doesn't exist to begin with? That infrastructure, that backing, that company policy.
Yeah. You know, I think we are an organization. I can't speak for other organizations, right? But we're not an organization that is ruled by policies per se.
Okay.
Right? We remain very focused on delivering growth for all team member communities, whether you belong to the minority communities and regardless of your sexuality or, you know, your gender differences, right? And I think, you know, I would have to say, I spent 10 years in the oil and gas industry at the beginning of my career.
That's a switch.
And then I spent 10 years in fast-moving consumer goods industry before I came into hospitality 9 years ago with Hilton. And I would say, after 30 years of working as a HR professional and HR leader, I have never come across an industry where true meritocracy exists, right? And our goal is not just to create growth opportunities for females, right? Our goal is to create growth for all, right? And if there are gender representation, for example, you know, that where we see a gap, right? That's where we step up on initiatives and programs to create a level playing field, right? For all, and in this instance, you know, for female population, right, to have equal opportunity to perform well and to progress, you know, at equal pace with their male counterparts.
Tell us a little bit about those opportunities or those programs that will help, for lack of a better choice of words, level the playing field.
And I think it's a very holistic, you know, approach. And I think we take a very multi-dimensional approach towards this. I think we look at it at an individual level, at the leadership level, as well as at the enterprise level.
Okay.
Right. And at the individual level, it's really about helping our female team members to address their psychological barriers.
Ah.
Right. It's about, you know, delivering programs, you know, such as workshops, dialogue sessions, to help them to address their self-limiting beliefs, right, to build confidence, give them skills, right, as part of confidence building. And we found it very powerful to leverage on the career stories and lessons of our successful female leaders, right, to inspire our female team members to have bigger aspirations and big dreams. And at the leadership level, right, in Hilton, our leaders are expected, and in fact, they need not be told, right? It's an intuitive way of leading in Hilton.
Yeah.
Our leaders mentor and they sponsor, they nurture as a way of life.
Yeah.
They're expected to develop diverse talents, including up-and-coming female team members. And then at the enterprise level, we take a lot of new and existing initiatives and strategies, and probably a couple of examples that I could share is around institutionalizing, you know, a more unbiased recruitment process. For instance, we require our recruiters and hiring managers to consider a gender diverse candidate slate, right? And that the candidates are, you know, interviewed by a gender diverse panel of interviewers. Right. And for the organization, we've also implemented compulsory unconscious bias training for all our leaders and our team members, just to name a couple of examples.
Yeah, actually, that's very, very crucial. I'm curious, and this is my own personal curiosity. A lot of people talk about diversity, other companies, obviously, and some are just trying to fill ratios and quotas, right? How do you guys approach it? I know you gave some examples, but is there a deeper thinking as to, for example, if it's more diverse, if we have 50% women leaders, we get these benefits because women leaders stand out this way or in these particular traits. Do you go down to that sort of psychology?
Well, no, we don't, right? In fact, our goal is not about promoting female, you know, leaders, you know, in our leadership roles. Our goal is to ensure that we're creating an environment, right, that levels up the playing field where we see gaps. So today, more than 50% of our team member population, 63,000 team members across Asia Pacific, right, more than 50% are females. But where we see gaps, our goal is ultimately to achieve, you know, fair gender representation across all levels, right? But where we see gaps, it really continues to be at the leadership level, right? And I think, you know, we institute programs and initiatives, you know, and I've mentioned that, that multidimensional approach, you know, earlier to level up the playing field. And the goal is to get to a gender diverse leadership team at all levels, right? Not just at the lower levels. So I wouldn't say that, you know, we give specific benefits, you know, or incentives. But however, Elliot, in order to drive greater accountability by leaders, right? To help us get to gender diverse representation across all levels, especially at the leadership levels, we expect all our leaders to practice inclusive leadership, right? And our leaders are held accountable for developing diverse talents. They're held accountable, you know, for practicing inclusive leadership, making sure that they are building diverse teams, making sure that they're developing diverse talents, making sure that regardless of your differences, that you have got an equal share of voice around the table, and that you're given the necessary support, you know, where needed, right, to perform and to progress. Now, the other interesting thing that we've implemented, you know, a few years back is to incorporate a bonus metric in our leaders' bonus plan, right, where they have a certain percentage of their bonus plan that is tied to their DE&I targets, right? And that helps us to drive greater focus and accountability. So leaders who are able to drive greater progress, right, on their diversity goals, they can be rewarded through the bonus plan.
You see, that's the thing, right? Because we talk so much about all this gender equality that I can come up with such a complicated way when it's actually as simple as what you have described, when it's actually as simple as even looking into the gaps. Although, a bit of a sensitive question I have to ask there. In terms of looking at the gaps, how would you or how do you deal with issues where women are unwilling to speak up because of bias behavior from their own bosses? Maybe they're trying to climb, boss is blocking, these things happen, right? But there's a fear of speaking up. Will I be judged after that? What are your thoughts?
And I think we need to address it at two levels, right? At the individual level, right? I'm really encouraging leaders to first, you know, be motivated, you know, around their own progression, right? And, you know, around the ecosystem, we have to create a very supportive ecosystem, right? That provides a very safe environment, right? Where, you know, our team members, whether they're female team members or other diverse team members, feel safe to talk about some of the barriers that they see in the system, you know, to give us feedback so that we can take actions to correct it, to break down those barriers. I think we have a very well-established women team member resource group, right, that is championed, you know, that is led by very passionate, you know, executive leaders, right, who are passionate about the cause of driving, you know, diversity, equity and inclusion, and that is run and led, you know, by very passionate, you know, team members, right, who are very aligned in their heart and minds, you know, to the cause of getting to a more equitable and diverse environment. And I think, you know, within this is a group that is constantly, right, connecting with, in this case, you know, the female team members, that is drawing insights, you know, yeah, from them about, yeah, what are the support factors that they need that are missing, and what are some of the obstacles that are standing in their way. And if the obstacles, you know, point to certain leadership behaviors, we'll take action to address, right? So I think coaching our leaders around inclusive leadership is an ongoing journey for us. It's not a difficult journey because, you know, Hilton as an organization, yeah, is already a highly inclusive environment,
yeah,
right? And this Women Team Member Resource Group, based on their insights, they work with us in HR and they work with our leaders, right, to create awareness, necessary education programs, and we work with them to develop and activate resources,
yep,
right, that help, you know, with the progression of our female team members, including women in leadership curriculum that can span over 6 to 9 months, you know, and they're kind of like regionalized and localized. What goes into the curriculum is based on the insights from the team members in that location.
It's really fascinating and, yeah, really shows the amount of effort that's been put into building that fair playing. I don't even want to use the word fair playing because it should be that to begin with.
Yeah.
The culture that you guys have at Hilton. Thank you so much for sharing that. I've been speaking with Patsy Ng, who is Hilton's Vice President for Human Resources in Asia Pacific. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much, Elliot.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio, at the App Store and Google Play.